Have you ever heard of the golden rule? I'm sure you have, but perhaps you have not heard this golden rule. It states, he who has all the gold makes all the rules. This seems to be the way that our society and our culture seems to think these days. It's the idea that money can buy anything. Money can even buy certain types of friendships. For example, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 20 reads, the poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4 also reads, wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. And Proverbs chapter 19, verses 6 and 7 reads, many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to one who gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. This seems to be the idea that many have today, that as long as they have money, that they will have friends. But are these true friends? Are these the kind of friends that God teaches us in his word will stand by us at all times? You see, James warns us about these kinds of relationships in James chapter 4 and verse 4 when he says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The world will not always stand by us. The world will not always defend us. And in fact, the world will abandon us at the nearest opportunity. But God says that if we will be a friend to him, that he will stand by us at all times. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24, our scripture for the day reads this, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 17 and verse 17 helps us to understand this a little more when it defines a friend as one who loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. The kind of friendship that we need to have with God and the kind of friendship that we certainly want from God is one that is lasting, one that will stick through all things. We want God to be there for us when we need him, and God wants us to be there for him at all times as well. This is the type of character that is described in the man Abraham in the Bible. James chapter 2 and verse 23 reads, and the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You know, Abraham was not a perfect man, and Abraham made many mistakes. But Abraham was also a man who believed in God and was willing to put that faith in action, even at one point in time by being willing to sacrifice his own son on an altar until God stopped him being pleased with his actions. So that brings us to this closing passage where Jesus tells us how we can truly be a friend to him as he wants to be our friend. John chapter 15, beginning in verses 12 and going through verse 15, read, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Let us be a friend to Jesus as he is a friend to us, and let us be faithful to him and obey his will.